Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
पता नहीं आप स्वैग के साथ स्वागत करोगे 45 days of white topping का. BBMP has confirmed it starts tomorrow 25th of Jan till the 6th of March and white topping from Hebbal to Hennur. I've been getting messages for a few days saying, Disha, please update us. Manyata ke aaspaas, Manyata ke andar, kya kya hone wala hai starting tomorrow. Now, like I was mentioning, the number of park users are 100,000. We're looking at 40,000 four-wheelers, 41,000 two-wheelers, P-cars in the morning 8 to 12, in the evening 4:30 to 8. And like I was saying, for 45 days, if you're an outer ring road user, you'll be moved to the service road, which obviously will get quite congested. So what Embassy Group has done is increasing the number of traffic wardens from Veerannapalya to Nagvara Junction, and in sync with the Bangalore Traffic Police, they've requested them to deploy more officers from Hebbal to Hennur. Now, there's a very specific route map for your entry and exit into Embassy Manyata. I have got the route map. The team of Embassy was very, very kind. They shared it with me. So if you want the route map, like a lot of people have been WhatsApping me, type out EMB and send it to 9880935935. I'll repeat that, 9880935935. In the meantime, the CEO of Embassy Services Private Limited, Pradeep Lala, heard and he called in and he said, Disha, let me explain this. I said, all yours, sir. Mr. Lala, I understand Embassy is working on internal and external arrangements starting tomorrow.
Yeah, so external, obviously, we have to coordinate with the authorities.
Bangalore traffic, yes.
Yes, and as far as within the campus, we have to coordinate with the respective corporate heads and keep motivating their employees to use our Green Rider program, which is a carpooling program we have ongoing. I don't know if how much you're aware of that.
I'm aware of that. I believe in the last few months, it's reduced the percentage of single passenger vehicles by 9%.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Yes.
And I still feel there's more to achieve over there. Each one's contribution towards carpooling would only improve traffic conditions and movement around.
It's not just carpooling. I believe you guys have collaborated with BMTC for public transportation.
Yeah, so we also do public transport from and outside Manyata. That is, we partner with the BMTC for air-conditioned Volvo buses. That's a dynamic number depending on how many people use it out of the campus. But I think at this moment it's around 75 or so, and we have about 3,000 users. And the routes that we do are pretty extensive, spreading across various zones in the city and to really external areas. So I think that one area where you could request all listeners to use this service which we provide, because I think a cumulative kilometer in and out of Manyata of all these buses totals up to about 7,000 kilometers a day.
Oh, wow.
Which is a pretty, very huge number.
Yes. Any further details on this would be available online?
Yes, of course. We have our team. We have our Embassy Plus portal. All users can access that and they have all the knowledge and all the details. Our teams are available for anyone to walk in and discuss with us.
Mr. Lala, I've had so many people ask me these details. Thank you for helping me convey this to them.
So honestly, I think rather than you saying anything, we should thank you for bringing this up and running it on your program. And I'm sure a lot of people will be listening. Tell them to get motivated and use carpooling and public transport.
We'll definitely do that, sir. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
A big thanks for my embassy to you.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.